Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sheet Music, Uncovering the Secrets of Sexual Intimacy and Marriage by Kevin LeMann, is a Christian marriage and relationship guide focused on sexual intimacy within marriage. Written for engaged and married couples, the book approaches sex not as an isolated physical issue, but as part of a larger emotional, relational, and spiritual bond. LeMann, a psychologist and family expert, uses a practical and approachable style to address communication, differences in desire, embarrassment, and the need for ongoing adjustment between spouses. The book reflects a distinctly Christian framework, presenting marital sex as an important expression of commitment and mutual care rather than a separate topic for marriage itself. Its purpose is to reduce shame, improve dialogue, and help couples understand how intimacy can strengthen the overall health of the relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, communication as the main tool for reducing shame and misunderstanding. A central idea in Sheet Music is that sexual intimacy is deeply tied to the strength of the marriage itself. The book treats sex as one of the primary ways spouses reinforce trust, affection, and mutual belonging. This is important because it moves the discussion away from performance or technique alone and toward the quality of the relationship as a whole. LeMann presents a satisfying sex life as an outcome of connection, respect, and intentional care outside the bedroom. That framing makes the book different from purely instructional sex manuals, because the real concern is not only what happens physically, but how daily interaction shapes desire and closeness. The practical implication is clear: couples who want better intimacy must also pay attention to how they communicate, resolve tension, and show affection in ordinary life. In this view, sexual harmony is not created in isolation. It grows from the health of the marriage as a whole. Secondly, respecting different desires, rhythms, and changing needs over time. The book repeatedly emphasizes open communication as the starting point for intimacy. LeMann argues that many marital sexual problems persist because couples avoid direct conversation about needs, boundaries, expectations, and fears. By encouraging honest dialogue, he tries to replace embarrassment with clarity and mutual understanding. This is one of the book's most practical contributions, because sexual dissatisfaction often grows when spouses assume the other person already knows what they want. Instead, the book frames communication as a skill that can be learned and improved over time. That matters especially for readers who come from backgrounds where sex was treated as taboo or difficult to discuss. The value of this approach is that it makes intimacy more collaborative. Rather than placing responsibility on one spouse to guess correctly, the book asks both partners to participate in defining what a healthy sexual relationship should look like. In that sense, communication is not just helpful advice, it is the mechanism through which intimacy becomes sustainable. Thirdly, a Christian framework that connects sexuality with commitment and moral purpose. Another major theme is that spouses do not experience desire in identical ways. Sheet Music treats sexual difference as normal rather than pathological, and it encourages couples to learn each other's rhythms instead of assuming a universal standard. This is a useful framework because it explains why good intentions alone do not always produce satisfaction. A couple may both value marriage highly and still face mismatched timing, energy, or expectations. LeMann's advice implies that intimacy requires ongoing adjustment, not one-time discovery. Preferences can shift with age, stress, health, parenthood, or changes in the relationship, so couples need regular check-ins rather than fixed assumptions. The book's practical logic is that flexibility protects the relationship from resentment. When spouses learn to interpret differences as information instead of rejection, they are more likely to respond with patience and curiosity. That makes the book especially relevant to long-term marriage, where sexual needs often evolve rather than remain static. Fourthly, practical, humorous guidance for couples at different stages of experience. Sheet Music is not a secular clinical guide. It is grounded in Christian beliefs about marriage and sexual expression. That framework shapes the book's tone, its boundaries, and its purpose. Sexual intimacy is presented as something meaningful within the covenant of marriage, not merely as a source of pleasure or self-expression. For readers who want guidance consistent with Christian ethics, this provides a clear moral context and reduces the conflict they may feel between faith and sexuality. The book also aims to normalize sex as a healthy part of a godly marriage, rather than a topic to avoid. This is part of its distinctive appeal. It tries to be frank without abandoning religious values. At the same time, the framework limits the book's audience, because readers looking for a fully secular or therapeutic model may find its assumptions too narrow. Still, within its category, the combination of biblical perspective and practical advice is a major reason the book has remained widely discussed among Christian couples. Lastly, practical, humorous guidance for couples at different stages of experience. The book is designed to be readable and accessible rather than technical. Lehman uses humor, plain language, and concrete examples to make a sensitive subject less intimidating. That style matters because many couples approach sexual topics with anxiety or awkwardness, especially if they have little prior experience or have carried shame into marriage. The practical orientation of the book means it is aimed at real marital situations, newlyweds learning to talk honestly, engaged couples preparing for marriage, and established couples wanting to refresh connection. Its usefulness comes from its willingness to address common barriers directly rather than speaking in abstract ideals. At the same time, the style can be a limitation for readers who prefer precise clinical language or more nuanced discussion of complex sexual histories. Even so, the book stands out because it tries to make difficult conversations more possible, in a category often split between moral instruction and technical advice. Sheet Music offers a middle path, straightforward, faith-based, and focused on everyday marital application. In conclusion, Sheet Music, Uncovering the Secrets of Sexual Intimacy in Marriage, is best suited for engaged and married Christian couples who want a frank but faith-based discussion of intimacy. It is also useful for readers who feel that sexual topics have been shaped by silence, embarrassment, or incomplete expectations and want a more open framework for conversation. The book offers practical value by showing how sexual satisfaction is connected to communication, emotional closeness, and adaptability over time. Its intellectual benefit is that it reframes sex as a relational skill rather than a private mystery or a purely physical act. What makes it stand out in its genre is the combination of psychological insight, pastoral sensitivity, and accessible humor. Compared with more clinical relationship books, it is more overtly value-driven. Compared with more devotional marriage books, it is more direct about sexual matters. That combination gives it a clear position. It is a marriage resource that tries to reduce anxiety while strengthening commitment. For couples willing to engage honestly with its Christian assumptions, it can serve as a practical guide to deeper trust and mutual understanding. If you would like to support Kevin LeMann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.